Greetings, minions, and welcome to the 11th hour of the 4th month of 2024. Today we listen to a short, sharp shock episode from the mind of Julie Hoverson. Julie has been a stalwart of the audio drama community for a decade and a half. She's the driving force behind 19 Nocturne Boulevard, an award-winning anthology audio drama series that began way back in 2008. Julie's not just a prolific creator, but a voice actor as well. You've probably heard Julie in one of her own creations that you can find at www.19nocturneboulevard.net. Or perhaps you've heard Julie's voice in fan favorites like Campfire Radio Theater and Edict Zero FIS. If this is your first introduction to Julie's work, then you're in for a treat. This short, sharp shock gives plenty of Twilight Zone vibes, so grab your spirit board and get ready for Please, Ouija, Please.
Nineteen Nocturne Boulevard presents Short Sharp Shocks.
Everything's fine in here.
The boys have been fractious tonight. They keep claiming they have to go home. These senile cases. At least they aren't the type to play grabsies like frat boys.
I'd hate for any of our oldies to get out and go missing like those kids from over the hill.
I know. Who knows what could be happening to the poor little things.
Oh, Claire, do you see the boys?
Psst.
There they are. Stay close, Winnie.
Who stole these from the orderly?
You could have got caught.
A. B.
I was watching his back.
D. E.
If anyone came, I was going to fake a seizure or something.
F.
At least till G, Eddie got clear.
H. I.
J. K. L.
Right. M.
I couldn't find anything like a reader thing.
A planchette.
O-P.
Oh, yeah, one of those. But maybe
Q,
this will
work. R.
We don't want to take any chances.
S.
Not again.
No.
But this, I found this magnifying glass. It can circle letters.
They use a little drinking glass
V
in the movies.
W.
When they don't have a proper one.
There's no time to go get anything else. And they lock up the dining hall. We can all touch the edges of the magnifier.
I see.
It's big enough.
There.
Now put yes and no.
And goodbye. Never forget goodbye.
Goodbye.
See?
That's awfully noisy. Are you sure they won't hear?
I don't think so.
Yes.
You always agree with Griswold.
No.
Hush, Eddie.
There. What? We better start. Who knows when they'll spot we're all gone.
Circle up. We all got to touch this.
Who starts?
Gris did it before. He has to again. Do you remember who to call?
Shh. We are here to call on the spirits. Are there any here?
Yes.
I didn't.
Shh. Go on, Gris.
We need to speak to the spirit we found before. The one named...
It's moving.
Spelling something.
U-M-A.
Shh. Don't say it if you don't have to.
I wasn't saying it. I was...
Shh.
It was the same name I was watching.
Me too.
Are you here?
Yes.
Please let us go home.
Shh. You know it's not that easy.
We want to reverse what happened. Can we do that?
Yes.
How? Ask how.
How can we reverse it?
K?
I...
L?
No.
Who?
What?
Who do we have to kill?
Anyone.
How many? How many total?
What?
I don't want to get fooled again. Is it one for all of us, or one each?
I can't.
only one. We have to, or we'll be here forever.
And forever ain't gonna last very long. I wanna go home. Don't you, Winnie?
Yes, I want Mommy.
Do we all have to help? Or can you handle it, Grizz?
Me? I'll ask. Who needs to, do the killing?
You make it say it clear.
If I do it, kill someone, will that count for all of us so we can go home?
Yes.
I can help.
I got us into this.
But Edgar made the wish.
What?
You are the one who said we all wanted to be older.
Never mind. Let's get it over with.
Don't forget to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Breaking news tonight is the fire at the Ronson Elder Care Facility that claimed 3 lives. No details at this time as to the cause of the conflagration. More as the story develops.
In other more pleasant news, 4 young siblings who have been missing in the Ronson area for almost 2 weeks have mysteriously found their way home.
I'm sure we all wish them the best.
Please Ouija Please featured Tom Taverna, Nyla Haygood, Boyd Barrett, Julie Hoverson, Reese Torres, Elise Krawick, Greg Allensworth, and Reagan Lucier. 19 Nocturne Boulevard's Short Sharp Shocks are written and produced by Julie Hoverson. Music was from Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. All sound effects are licensed or used under a Creative Commons license. All persons, places, and things in these plays are entirely fictional, and any resemblance to people, places, or things, living, dead, or undead, are purely coincidental. Copyright 2019 to Julie Hoverson and Weality Productions.
Wow, that was an adventure. Next time you make a wish, be sure you're prepared to pay the price if it doesn't go the way you thought it would. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Oh, I almost forgot. Goodbye.